And welcome into Jags of the Roundtable, a bye week edition. JP Shadrick, John Osier, Brian Sexton. The Jags, a much needed week off. They'll head to Indianapolis next week. Let's get to it. Now, only one win in 10 weeks, but is this break more of a mental break or a physical break, a combination?
You know, it's funny. For the veteran players, mm-hmm. guys like Ziggy Hood and Red Bryant and Chris Clemons, it's a mental break. Because I think they signed here thinking that this was going to be better, faster. Mm-hmm. I think they knew the possibility existed, especially if there was a rookie quarterback, that there might be some tough times. But you can just see it, especially in those guys' eyes. You know, oh my goodness, what's it going to take to get a win around here? And that's a rare situation for those particular guys. They want the time off too, but for those guys, it's mental.
Well, I think it's a mental break for everybody, and I think it needs to be a motivational break. I mean, there was so much anger, frustration, whatever it was after Dallas, that you get the sense they need this time to sort of come back and figure out what they want to do for the last 6 weeks of the season. This is a big 6 weeks. And, you know, all the energy, all the fury, whatever it was after Dallas, needs to go into these next 6 weeks.
Well, and Gus said earlier this week that it wasn't about 2015 and getting ready and shutting guys down. He expects these guys to come back ready to get better for the Colts.
Blake Bortles, it's been a mixed bag for him. A lot of turnovers this year. But is this where you thought he would be? Is he better than he should be right now? Where does he stand?
You know, it's so hard to say. I thought the year would sort of just be this, with maybe getting a little better than this. I think the last 6 weeks is really important for him. You want to see him have some games where he makes more big plays than he does turnovers. Gus said earlier this week that he didn't think he had his best game against Dallas. He left some opportunities on the field. I don't think he's going to be at a Pro Bowl level by the end of the year, but he needs to show better, and he needs to get back to looking confident.
And I'll go back to what Gus said earlier in the week also. He talked about building a bank of experiences that he can draw on when situations arise in the next six games. So, you know, when he faces some of these things, expect him to be better. I think we should see by the end of the year that we can say that he took incremental steps over the final 6 weeks.
Right. I think he's going to get better in fundamentals during the offseason. He's shown that he can hone in on what's going wrong now and get that better. Got to get better on the field.
You mentioned the word better. Where overall for this team is this team better from when the start of the year?
I think you have to take the one Dallas game out of it if you're going to answer that question. The Dallas game was a bad game. Overall, they're running better. Overall, their defense, especially pre-injury, was better. Their offensive line has looked better in spots. You can see those things. You can also see some skill guys starting to get a little better than they were at the beginning of the season. A long way to go, but if you take Dallas out of it, there are some tangible areas where they've improved.
Yeah, pass rush is an area that's mm-hmm. gotten better. 28 sacks already. You know, I think they're tied for third in the AFC at that point. Third down conversions, where they just couldn't stay on the field. And obviously, Blake Bortles' ability to extend the play has gotten them to that degree also. You know, one thing, and I could put this in both better and worse, their run defense. You know, we saw an improvement in mm-hmm. October. You know, it really wasn't that way, obviously, against Cincinnati and Dallas. So, you know, overall, I thought in the month of October that defense came to play.
Yeah, too much back to the one big play in the last couple games. Have to get away from that.
Yeah, let's, to that end, where does this team improve in places the rest of this season?
Go ahead. Well, red zone. I mean, obviously the red zone's been an area that they have moved the ball with Blake, but especially early in ball games where there's a chance to dictate the tempo and set it up, and then they've settled for field goals and fallen behind. And so the red zone is an area that has got to be significantly improved.
Well, I think you want to keep improving in the run game. There were some good signs there for 2 or 3 weeks. It went backward a little bit against Dallas. I think overall what you want to improve is getting back to where they were after the bye last year, where they were playing as a team, playing with some fire. They lost that against Dallas. You felt it for the 4 or 5 weeks leading into Dallas, but you got to get that back. That's what I think this bye week needs to be about, is getting back to that energy that we all felt around here for 4 or 5 games after last week's bye. I mean, after last year's bye.
And they're going to need that energy coming up next week in Indianapolis against the first-place Colts and Andrew Luck. A good chance to see if this bye week was successful.
You know, coming out of the game against Cincinnati, where they played pretty well against Andy Dalton, who's one of those, you know, he's not Andrew Luck necessarily, but he's a $100 million quarterback, so I guess he is. You know, they played pretty well against him and A.J. Green, and I thought, all right, let's go see what they do against Romo. Well, I mean, we saw what they did against Romo, and Andrew Luck, is, in my mind, is a step up mm-hmm. from that, even with what he can do, how he can carve a team apart. So it'll be interesting to be able to evaluate where they were in week three and where they are in week, what will it be, 11, 12, when they come back, so I'm anxious to see it.
Yeah, and that's got to start the last six games. They're playing some good teams. It's not as easy a schedule as it was coming out of the bye last year. And I got going against Andrew Luck, it is a chance to sort of show, hey, we were more the team that we were the last four or five games before Dallas than we were Dallas. One game doesn't a season or a month make. So the Colts, obviously, a very good way to judge where they really are going forward.
The barometer of sorts.
There you have it. That's it for the bye week. The Jaguars will visit Lucas Oil Stadium. We'll talk to you next week before the Jags meet the Indianapolis Colts.